Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The Giants are world champions.
Welcome to the Giants Insider Podcast on NBCSportsBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco Giants insider, Alex Pavlovich.
Hey, everybody. This is the first podcast after the winter meetings, and there is not much new to talk about. The Giants, if you've been keeping a close eye on them, they made a waiver claim. They picked two guys in the Rule 5 draft. The first time they've picked two guys in the Rule 5 draft, so that was kind of exciting, but nothing major going on with them, and I really don't think anything major is going to happen for a while. Everything I heard there in Las Vegas was pretty much that they're not really in on the big names right now. They're not in on the big ticket items. I think they're waiting maybe for some trades to shake out and maybe for the market to play out a little bit, particularly the relief market. If, you know, an Andrew Miller comes off the board, Zach Britton, guys like that, Will Smith becomes more attractive. Tony Watson becomes more attractive. Those guys are more cost controlled and maybe easier targets for contenders who are looking to get a cheaper option as your closer or your late innings left-hander. So that was kind of a lot of the talk at the winter meetings. We did learn a lot about how Farhan views things and maybe how he views certain ways they can use starting pitchers. The opener talk happened on Tuesday, I think. So that was something we talked about quite a bit, and that would be something new for the Giants. We'll see if they actually end up doing that. I think it may be something we only see once or twice, but certainly would be a new wrinkle for the Giants. If you missed any of that, it's on our website right now. Everything is also on our My Teams app, which I always recommend. That is the fastest way to get things. You can also listen to this podcast there if you're not. So download the My Teams app. The link to that is on my Twitter page and my Instagram page. Both of those are Pavlovich NBCS. Because we don't have really anything going on, the podcast today is something different from what we've done recently, but also something I enjoy doing, and that is sitting down with Bruce Bochy and going over some of last year, his reaction to the opener talk and some of what happened last year. And really the most interesting thing, I think, something he dropped on us in Las Vegas, was that at some point last year, he considered having Madison Bumgarner play first base. So that is a conversation we had on this podcast, and you can hear, I mean, he was serious about it. It was something he really considered and ultimately decided not to do. But we talked about that and just got into a whole lot about Buster's health and how he feels going into next year. So Bruce Bochy is coming up first. As always, thank you to Wendy's, our terrific sponsor. They've been with us for a long time now. Right now, your local Wendy's just got closer because now they deliver. Download the DoorDash app and order your favorites like a Baconator or spicy chicken sandwich. That is my favorite, the spicy chicken sandwich. Wendy's will deliver when the craving hits with DoorDash at participating locations for a limited time. Thank you to Wendy's. Now here is Bruce Bochy. All right, Bruce Bochy, we're at the winter meetings here in December, but I want to take you back to November and when Farhan Zaidi got hired. The first conversation you had, the first phone call you got from him, what was that like? What did you guys talk about? How did you bond from the beginning?
Yeah, he called me and we, you know, had a brief a conversation, and you know, he just wanted to talk about, you know, how he likes to do things a little bit, but also he goes, I know that, you know, maybe I can learn from you too. And, you know, he respects, you know, what we've done up here. And so I think more than anything, he just wanted to, you know, make sure that I didn't think he was all about numbers and analytics, that, you know, that there's a balance. You know, it's an important part of the game, no question about it. They're real, but, but, you know, that he also, you know, looks at the other intangibles in a player.
I've heard you've talked to a lot of people around the game about him, and certainly his former manager is somebody you know well. What have you heard from people who know him and maybe about the way that the relationship with him and Dave went in Los Angeles?
Yeah, and I said this, you know, when I first met him to the media, that, you know, everybody I talk to just really respects this man and how he does things, and and you know, have said nothing but good things about him, and how much I'm going to enjoy working with him, and I have enjoyed working with him. I've enjoyed our meetings. I mean, you see how bright he is, and he's got a plan, and you know, he's got a great mind, because you mentioned a player, he knows something about him.
I think one thing he said last night, I know he talked to you about it, was that he told us he might be open to using an opener or using piggybacking starters, and that makes headlines, but I mean, ultimately teams haven't done it that much. But I mean, what's your feeling on just the possibility of, we know and we just asked you, and Bumgarner's not going to be in that situation. You have other guys who wouldn't be in that situation, but maybe in that number five spot, being creative at times.
Yeah, and we talked about it last night too, and you know, and I think we're both all about being creative and doing what we think is the best way to win a ball game. And you know, this is something that's new in the game, and it has shown that it can be effective. Because you know, if you're set with a staff that, you know, you have a swing man or a fifth guy you may want to give a break, or you don't like that matchup, then, you know, you have that option. And that's what, you know, he wants to do, and I'm all for it, staying open-minded. If we think that's the best chance for us to win that ball game is to go with an opener. And because, you know what, if something works, you know, why not try it? And if it makes sense, doesn't mean we're going to do it. I think he was just saying he would be open to it, and I am too.
I always think it's funny when it comes up, because you, in a way, have been ahead of the curve in the postseason with the way, I mean, you had Affelt ready to go in some of these big games. And you know, Bumgarner's the famous example, but other times you brought Timmy out of the bullpen. Do you ever think that it's not too far removed from some of what you've actually done already, just in terms of an all-hands-on-deck mentality?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little more difficult during the season, yeah, obviously, but still – with that said, I think it's helped everybody, not what I did, but I think what's happened in the past with other clubs too, is to be creative, you know, think of different ways to maybe help win a ball game. And if that's using an opener, starter out of the bullpen, even during the season, you know, where you may need some help. I'm just giving examples that, where, you know, I think it's important that we do get outside the box occasionally, because, you know, sometimes we get set in our ways, but, you know, there's different ways to do things, and it's being shown now.
You learned from being on the opposite side the last few years when the Dodgers come in. I mean, they have a left-handed lineup, they have a right-handed lineup, they can switch in the middle of a game on you, and they did, certainly. What do you think going forward with your group in terms of platoons, and some of your guys do have pretty intense splits that you guys might do, and do you think you'll embrace more of that?
Yeah, I really believe in platooning when it's the right situation. I do. I mean, why not? It makes sense when the splits are that significant on a certain hitter, and if you can get the right player on the bench, you know, now you're getting everybody involved, you're resting guys, you're getting a better matchup. So, you know, all these things make it easier for me, for a manager. And I think last year it showed we didn't quite have the depth sometimes to give a guy a break. But, yeah, I know that's something he likes. He likes versatility, and I agree. And, you know, you've seen us move guys around. But, you know, to have a guy that's a good athlete to the point where he can play second or short and play outfield, those guys are invaluable for, you know, a team during the course of a season.
You were limited last year a lot by injuries and what you could do, and whether you could platoon guys, put guys in different positions. One guy I wanted to ask you about, and you've talked about him a little bit here, is Buster Posey, and I don't think people understood really, maybe until September or later in the year, what he was going through it on a daily basis. Seeing him in the dugout, I mean, in the fifth, sixth inning, what was it like? And you know, I know Dave Greshner told me, I mean, there were nights where you guys looked down and said, we should get Buster out of this game, but we can't.
Yeah, it was tough, you know, to see Buster like that. I mean, he's got a lot of pride, and you know, he wanted to do whatever he could to help the club. He knew we needed him, but he just wasn't right with that hip. And this game's hard enough to play, but when you're a catcher and you got a torn labrum and a microfracture in that hip, and you're trying to not just get through the season, but a game, And it doesn't allow you to do some things that you normally do, like hitting and fire the hips like you normally do. Yeah, it was a little painful for us to see him like that because, you know, he's such a star player and you know, a guy that wants to be a great team player and help us. I felt for him.
From a pure hitting standpoint, I mean, it seemed like a lot of nights he was up there just, if I can dump a single into center field, that's maybe the best I can do right now. How excited are you to know the opposite, that he, as you guys always say, fire those hips and use his legs again and get back to maybe who he used to be?
No, you're right. There's times he knew he had no legs, so he had to use his hands, and he's got incredible hand-eye coordination. He was able to do that. That's how good he is. But, you know, we'll see where we're at in spring training. I know he's excited about seeing where he's at. He can start running sprints in January, but I think he's excited that the strong possibility that he's going to be very close to what he was when he was much younger and drive the ball like he used to.
His battery mate, another person we talk about a lot in Madison, and there's a lot of smoke with him, but in terms of just managing him, there's one thing I do want to ask you going back to last year. His hitting was different, but winter meetings to me is a good time to tell stories. What's your experience with him? I know you always joke about him being on the top step with you and ready to hit, but how often are you actually during the season thinking about that? I mean, we did see the pinch hit he got in extra innings, but is it something during the week? Do you have a certain day that you might look at him and go, he's available tonight, he's not available?
Yeah, no, I try to keep him available, and he wants to be available. And I'll be honest, I mean, we were so banged up in September. I mean, we didn't have a first baseman, and Garcia, who only played six games in the minor leagues in Double A, I think, at first base. You know, if we got in a situation where I needed some help there, I was thinking about putting Bumgarner or maybe giving a start there. You know, we were out of it. But I'm concerned about his health. I just couldn't do it because something happened there. I got to live with it, and I got a career to think about, but he was so excited about, you know, the possibility. So he was wearing me out on it, and I really wanted to do it. But, you know, something happens, and, you know, I'm looking for work.
Yeah, he's looking for a big contract, and you're putting him out there at first base. Did he secretly take ground balls while we were
in
the ballpark?
No, that was too big a risk, too. That's all I needed to do or see is him getting a bad hop off the eye or something. So, but you know what? I would be really, really curious to see if you threw him out there every day at first base, you got him ready to play, what his numbers would be at the end of the year. I think he'd hit over 20 home runs.
I've always wondered about that. I mean, just from a power perspective, there have been years where he's dangerous every time he comes up. And I think if you got to focus on that instead of everything else he has to do.
He is. And you know what, Alex? He's not just dangerous, but the way he competes up there, you've seen him with two strikes. Yeah. I mean, he'll find a way to put the ball in play when he has to, or get a runner in from third. You can hit and run with him. Obviously, I don't bunt much with him, but he's probably our best bunter. Doesn't run well. That's why I'm nervous about bunting him. But, you know, it's a quality that, you know, you hope rubs off on the other players the way he gets up there and competes.
I do remember the night you sent him up in extra innings. It's weird to be in the press box and have a feeling that a pitcher is going to end the game, but we all just kind of went, this is our story tonight. This is how it's going to go.
So. We felt the same way, you know. He's not afraid, first of all, and he's so confident, and he takes a lot of pride in his hitting, and it's a good swing. It works. I mean, mechanically, he could be as sound as anybody on our team, I'm being honest. You know, he's slightly open, but, you know, when he gets to that launching position, the way he fires his hips, everything, that's why he has so much power.
I've done the winter meetings with you a lot. I don't think I've ever done it with you where you're going into the last year of a contract. How do you approach a season like this? And I know it's something you deal with at the end of the season probably, but how do you mentally approach the fact that this could be your last year?
You know what? I don't think about it. I don't. I mean, obviously it's, you know, I got a year left and there's been changes. And I'm going to get asked the question. It's legit. But, you know, for me, I'm just focusing ahead and doing my thing. And, I've been blessed. I've been doing this as long as I've been doing it. And, you know, and trust me, sure, I've done some thinking earlier. But right now, I'm just blocking it out and, you know, one step forward.
Has that changed at all in the last month, just being re-energized, knowing that this roster is going to look much different and potentially has a chance to give you a different look next year?
It has. You know, it's been a rough 2 years, really 2.5 years. You know, I'm not
going to
lie.
Going back to the All-Star break.
Yeah. And, you know, in the way we ended last year, I mean, we hung in there, but go up 5-20 or whatever.
Yeah.
That was tough. I'm not going to lie. And it beat you up. And I'm determined to, you know, get this ship heading in the right direction and you know, get back to playing winning baseball in San Francisco. We still have a really good core of players. We're not that old, you know. We just got to stay healthy. And I said, if we just stayed healthy and guys had their normal years, I think we would surprise some people.
All right, Bruce Boucher, you're healthy. I hope your team stays healthy. Next time we talk to you, probably a bunch of new players, I would imagine, just by the way Farhan's been doing things.
So. Yeah, no, I agree. I'm looking forward to it. And again, it's been fun working with him. And he's got a plan, so I look forward to going in spring training with the roster that he'll put together.
We'll see how it goes. Thank you, Bruce.
All right, thanks, Matt. Thanks.
The Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.